Voter turnout in the U.S. tends to be relatively low among Asians and Latinos, especially those with limited English. In the Seattle area, a final push is underway to reach voters in their native languages. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
85-year-old Lian Shi usually gets her son to help her vote, but this time she headed to a ballot party at a library near Bellevue, where a volunteer walked her through the voter's guide in Mandarin.
Okay, her son doesn't give her such good explanations, such in-depth explanations.
Here.
She and the interpreter spent about an hour on the ballot. She said she'd happily do it again.
Anyway, so she said that usually she doesn't want to read all this because it's so long, but now that she's come this time, she wants to read it in the future.
King County launched a pilot program this year to improve outreach to voters with limited English. Requests for non-English ballots shot up 60%.
I would like the Spanish only.
A woman wanders into the ballot party looking for Spanish materials. She gave her first name only, Angeles, and admits she's not a very informed voter. Usually, she just checks the best-looking box.
Like here, I'll say, oh, I like this because it's a woman. Mm. And then I go, this has a Spanish name.
Angela says she'd like to do better. She's originally from Mexico and has lived in the U.S. 30 years. She speaks English fine, but she'd like to see the ballot in more straightforward language. Ballot party organizer May Lim agrees with her. She's with the nonprofit group APACE.
If you don't know that language and jargon that they use in the government, it's really difficult to understand, you know, how to vote. But, I mean, the fact that people are coming, it makes me hopeful that it's not because they don't want to know, it's because that they haven't had the chance to.
And more chances exist, Lim says. It's just a matter of getting the word out to the right people, ideally before Election Day. In Newcastle, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.